Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to this free podcast from Celtic Underground. You can subscribe and like and listen to your podcast wherever you pick up your podcast feed. You can also subscribe at theCelticUnderground.substack.com, where you will get email notification of new content as soon as it is out. And you can subscribe for free, or there'll be plenty of free content, articles and podcasts. But also, you can pay a small subscription and you'll get extra special content. Anyway, enough of me. On to today's free podcast.
Welcome to Celtic. I know you've only had a couple of days to chat with your teammates and stuff, but what are your first impressions of the club, your surroundings and the group?
Yeah, that it's a really big club. Also, to experience the game against Rangers was amazing for me also to see that, and also to have now 2 days with the team in the dressing room was really amazing. Also, when we went to the team hotel, was also really nice. A group of players that were just chatting around with each other and joking, so it was really nice.
Can you just tell us, Arne, when you first heard of Celtic's interest in you and what your initial reaction to that was?
Yeah, that was a really big club, and it was obviously also a step for me that I wanted to make. So it was directly clear in my head that I wanted to make the step to Celtic.
Was it just in the last days of the transfer window you first heard that the club wanted you, or was it way before that?
No, it was already, I think, 6 weeks before that the club contacted my agent and that they spoke a bit to each other and stuff. But then, yeah, you need to wait and you need to see how everything is going and how really serious everything is. And it was. So I was really happy that it came true.
What was it like for you arriving here on deadline day at night time and the car coming out, seeing Celtic Park? What was that like for you that moment?
Yeah, I was here actually in the night, so it was the lamps were all out, so it was impressive actually to see it. I didn't expect it to be that big actually. I knew it was over 60,000 people and that it would be big, but I was actually impressed, and also my family was also impressed, so that was a nice feeling.
How do you find the training regime at Celtic, Arne, compared to Osborne?
Yeah, it's quite the same. I think every football club is almost the same, like training loads and things. But here the facilities are much better. So it's also helping me to develop as a player. So yeah, I think it will be really great.
Did you get a nice welcome from the team, obviously? But a lot of players that come say Callum McGregor made a big influence right away.
Yeah, everybody was talking to me, so that was also nice. I felt really welcome, so that's a bonus point, and that's you see directly that it's a really good group to work with, and that everybody wants to fight for each other also, and they also want to make every new guy feels like it's their home. So that was quite good, quite nice.
When you met Philippe Clement just before the game kicked off, did he wish you good luck in your time at Celtic?
Yeah, he said it was a good step for me. So we spoke a bit, of course, from the last years that we were, we were together in Brugge. So nothing special, actually. So he wished me good luck, and that's it.
Okay. Welcome to Celtic, Arne. Safe to say, I think a lot of Celtic fans are excited to have you here. You mentioned earlier that your preferred positions in midfield. I think at Augsburg you played across various positions in midfield. Do you have a preference, in terms of your positional in midfield, deeper or more attacking? What can Celtic fans expect to see from you?
Yeah, I think I'm an energetic guy that is wanting to really run forward and to really attack, but that can also defend. So a bit of a box to box midfielder. That's what they can expect, and the rest they will see on the pitch.
And in the Champions League, we've obviously been drawn against Club Brugge, one of your previous sides, and then two clubs from Germany in the Bundesliga as well. Is that an added incentive for you to perform? Obviously, you know the clubs quite well. Has that been quite an excitement for you as well?
Yeah, of course. I was watching the loading in the taxi when I was coming to Celtic, so I was really happy to to see that he was against my old team. So, but all the teams that we are playing against, it's really nice. So I'm excited, and also excited to see all the Belgium guys also in every team. So I think we play in every team except Young Boys. There's no Belgium guy, but for the rest, everybody is with one Belgium guy. So it will be really, really nice to see everybody.
Just going back to, sorry, when you were talking about the Champions League and you went against teams that were in the Bundesliga, is this something you feel you can bring something no one else in the team can, in terms of you've got the experience of playing against these teams and these types of players, and maybe you can influence the game better than other players can?
I don't know. I'm here to be perform, of course, and to help the team, and that's the most important thing. And of course, it's maybe a bonus point that you know, and that you already played a few times against them, and that you know some players there. But it's still a game that needs to be played. So I'm really looking forward to it, and let's see.
How important is it to get a good start in the Champions League? Obviously, next week the campaign kicks off, and we get a home game against Slovan Bratislava. Is it vital that Celtic pack up 3 points in that game to kick off their run?
Yeah, it's always nice to start with a win or with a good performance, and also it's important to directly show what we are capable of, and also it's nice that it's here in the Celtic Park that we can show everybody with the fans that we can do something special there. So. Yeah, everybody is looking forward to it, and everybody is ready. So, let's see.
You had a come with a high praise tab, and you've had a lot of praise from other players. Kevin De Bruyne praising you after your Belgium game last week. How good a thing is it? How big a confidence booster is that, hearing those words?
Yeah, it's always nice to hear some words like this, and also to hear everything what everybody is telling everywhere, actually. So it's nice to see that, and it's a confidence boost for me also to see everybody talking that positive for me, and it's now to me to show it and to see that I can develop even more.
And then we're talking to your teammate Luke McGill yesterday, and he was saying now it's going to be so different being in the public eye a lot more, and everyone's going to recognise you. How are you going to feel being so heavily in the public eye?
I don't know, we'll see about it. It's also the first time for me, so I'm a relaxed guy, so I take it how it is, and we will see how it is, and it's nice to see fans everywhere and supporting on and off the pitch actually, so they're supporting me here, and I will support them outside the pitch also, so it's a nice thing.
Just finally, Anna, I believe it was your birthday at the weekend, so
yeah.
Belated happy birthday. Any celebrations for that?
I was with friends and family, so it was really nice actually to be home and to celebrate it, so I did it, so it was nice.
Good. And then obviously 3 home games upcoming in a row, how much are you looking forward to trying to make an impact in those games against Hearts, Bratislava, like you mentioned, and then Falkirk the week after?
Yeah, I will try to do my best, of course. I will try to help the team win, and that's why I'm here, and we will see how it works.
Welcome to Celtic, Luke.
Cheers, thank you.
Video of your new first signing that Friday night, walking through the tunnel. Absolutely static. What's going through your head at that time?
Probably the same as there, don't fall over. Yeah, a couple of cameras on, and like, don't make a fool of yourself here. Listen, it was a special moment. It was one that you don't know how you're going to feel until you're actually in that moment, I think. But walking out, obviously, the lights and that on, it was an empty stadium as well. It's, you can actually proper take it in. See my fiance as well. To my right, it was nice. Like, her face was all lit up as well. So, it was a real, real special moment.
When you grew up watching Celtic, is there any players you grew up watching that you may base your game on a little bit? Or?
I said it earlier. Obviously, I watched growing up, you watch most kind of the football the Celtic are playing, but the team that stuck out, as I said earlier, was the 03-04 kind of Alan Thompson, Stan Petrovs, players like that. Obviously, prior last year I was a winger, so mostly I was probably watching just, I don't know, like even Forrest probably at times, like just
obviously he's not like even that much older than us, but just watching him, seeing how successful he is and how successful he's been, and kind of tips and tricks, if you want to say, like how good a player he can be. So I just think most of the Celtic players you're watching, obviously just being for here, you're kind of trying to learn off of in every team. So
and you're on the wrong end of the scoreline, 1-8 here, 7-1 finished.
That was a nice. No.
Looking forward to beating another team.
Aye. That's the first thing I said when I actually walked out that the doors down there, and I was stepped onto the pitch. I said, "Feels nice that I'm not going to come here and get dumped off them 7-1 or 6-1 or whatever it was." But no, listen, I think that just shows the quality that you're up against when you're in this league. I knew that before I played Celtic. I knew that while playing Celtic, and knew that I'm at Celtic. I think it's about keeping that up, because you don't want to let any team off with anything, because you know how kind of competitive a league can be at times, so you just want to keep pushing and keep pushing.
And look, is a player attracting interest on deadline day, multiple clubs interested in you? Could you talk us through how the day went for you and when you knew where you were going, etc.?
I think it's just the same as like when, probably like, so, I don't know, maybe half, 9 o'clock at night. I was lucky enough actually, and my friends who stays in Falkirk, I was just done seeing him, and was able to kind of just have a phone call, can you come, kind of, can you get to Celtic Park quickly? Lucky I actually had some nice outfit on, then I show up just in a pair of trackies and a t-shirt, and then that was it. There wasn't anything to it. Trained that morning in Dundee, was fully prepared to kind of go and play St Mirren that next day. And yeah, as I said, I wasn't really focused on all the outside noise, because nothing happens until it's you're signing a dotted line or you're in the stadium kind of ready to do it. So I knew to kind of keep a calm head and see where it took me.
You asked you about noise of the night and you lost 7-1. That was a noisy night at Celtic Park, but then you made your debut for Celtic against the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you compare the noise in both those games?
I was going to imagine that, because the one on Sunday was a lot louder, a lot better. I like how you just keep reminding me I get beat 6-1 here. I know, thanks. But no, listen, the noise was incredible on Sunday. I think we all know it was probably definitely the best so far this season, and probably be hard to beat now when you hear a noise like that. But it's days and nights like that you want to be involved in here, and parading on the pitch was something really special, and I'll kind of take that with me for his motivation now.
Reflect back on last season, look, you obviously played Celtic 4 times. I think in each of those 4 games you played 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pinpoint one attribute or quality that makes a Celtic team be so successful?
I think they just don't stop, man. I think it's just the case of, obviously a lot of time I was up against like Matt O'Reilly, who obviously you can see he's went and done really well for himself, and I think every time I was up against him, it was just about decisions on the ball. Like, there wasn't a certain one. I think that's the beauty of this place and this team, is every single aspect of the game is just strength after strength after strength. It's the keeps right through to the striker, every one of them work as hard as ever. And I think as well, is probably, if I wanted to say one, it would be the off-the-ball pressure. When I was against them, you would feel you had 3, 4, 5 guys running you at certain times. I think that's, and even when I went in and trained this week, that is a massive message. So it's just about kind of buying into that now and kind of not giving other teams a chance to pass or make plays or whatever.
And the international break's just going there for Scotland again.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, signing for Celtic, if you play games, Steve Clark's going to be watching you.
Aye.
So is that an aspiration for yourself this season to possibly get a Scotland cap or being a Scotland
right.
for the nations?
I think so. I mean, obviously, you've got to be playing minutes. You've got to be showing that you're good enough to get a Scotland call-up. And hopefully, if I do get minutes, then it'll come along. But I'm sure it'll just be down to, I need to be working hard. I need to be showing that I'm a Scotland player. I need to be firstly showing that I'm a Celtic player and good enough to be getting the minutes and good enough to be making things happen. So, I'm just looking forward to it. If it happens, it happens. I'm not really focused on that. I'm more focused on making sure I get minutes here first and kind of seeing where that takes me.
Champions League next week against Slovan Bratislava. Mm-hmm. 30,000 here, pretty much going forward to that.
Aye, boys have told me how amazing it is. I've been here myself on a couple of nights. It's immense. I mean, to be able to either stand in the line or be on the bench, or regardless of whatever, it's a special, special place to kind of come and watch your football on at Champions League nights, and I'm sure come next week it'll be as immense as ever.
You said that you're a late bloomer, and said you're working early and trained for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what was a slightly different journey you took? Do you think you can provide an inspiration to academy boys, young Scottish boys, that you can make it and play for your boyhood club?
I think so, aye. I mean, I'd hope most of them have that aspiration regardless of where they are. I think that's, as I said earlier, the beauty of football. It's about always having aspirations regardless of what age you are or what kind of level you're playing at, is you always want to make it to the next step, and I'm just hoping I can do that. I mean, I don't really think about it like that, but when you do say stuff like that, it kind of makes you realise that you could have a big impact on people's lives, especially people that maybe haven't started off as amazing as what, like kind of going and playing for Celtic right away or kind of playing for anybody. It's kind of hard work that will get you to where you want to go, and that's been my kind of message through it.
And you've got a long-term friendship with Greg Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone in the squad
that
you've made an instant connection with in your 2 weeks here so far?
Do you know, as cliche as it sounds, everybody has been amazing. Obviously, me and Arnie, like Engels, has joined newly as well, get really along well just by kind of 2 hours we're here until about 3 a.m. We just got to know each other well, and obviously, and then we both don't know where anything is, so we're just following each other a bit. But all the boys have been immense, and I think you just can tell that even out in the pitch, warming up, whatever it is, going on the pitch, you can tell the camaraderie of the boys are really strong.
And then finally from me, we've been Hearts the weekend. You've already played in the season, got a goal and assist. What are you expecting from that game?
It's hard that a game is always. It's Hearts are a big club, and they know they're obviously in European football as well. They kind of know how hard it can be to go for European football to domestic games, and listen, it's a game out there that we know if we work hard and we prepare right and do all the usual kind of stuff that Celtic do, it's we want to try and get the points and kind of go from that.
Look, your journey to becoming a Celtic player is a great example for young players. What advice would you give to players that maybe don't make that breakthrough early on in their career to get to where they want to be?
Is stick in. Generally, is the best advice I think I got was when I was travelling. Me and my friend, who doesn't play football anymore, he travelled with me to here, and he chucked it because of the travel. And I was just, my dad and my family, my fiancée now, would tell me, just stick in, like, you don't know where it's going to get you. And obviously now they're like, it's got you there and whatever, to try to steal a bit of credit. But nah, that's kind of the message is, I think, stick in and don't be thinking that football gets you too low and that you can aspire to get better things than what you're at.
And we often talk about midfielders these days as sixes or eights or tens. What role was a role in midfield that you prefer?
As long as I'm playing, I think. I'm happy to do any of them. As I said there, I'm fairly new to this position. I would say when I was growing up, probably played 10, played just 10 and winger. But obviously, the last year, you're kind of playing sometimes six, you're playing as two sixes, you're playing as two eights, you're playing as a ten. You're kind of just developing your game through it, and I think coming here as well, and regardless of what position I'm asked to play, I'm sure the coaches will coach me on it, how to play it, and I'll kind of hopefully develop as a player again.
How's it been so far getting corporate manager
Brendan
Rodgers?
It's been special. I think the first meeting we sat in was a bit surreal. I got somehow a seat right at the front as well, and I was a bit kind of taken back of what was happening. But he's been absolutely amazing since I've been here. He's really, really complimented me, and I think gave me a lot of confidence on, don't come here and don't, you want to play, you want to kind of make a statement that you want to come in and challenge for places, and he's even said that, so he just gave me a lot of confidence and kind of ready to run through a brick wall for him already. So that's when you know it's a good manager.
Talk about obviously having adapted to the footballing side. Could you talk
a bit
about what you're doing to kind of adapt to the mental side of playing for Celtic?
Well, I already kind of, as I said earlier, I work a lot on that. I've got a mindset coach, JJ, who's absolutely brilliant. And I think working with him for the past year and working for him for now, it was all mental preparation on how to get to this point, on what happens if this happens, what goes on in your head, like how to prepare, how to, but then simplifying it all with, it's just football at the end of the day. As long as it, even though it is different, you'll learn each day, you'll get to meet new people that will show you different ways, you'll get to meet new people that will help you develop, as I was saying, and I think that's the main thing he does for me, is takes away the noise and just tells me how simple it can be. So that's what I've been working on.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. We hope you enjoyed that podcast. There will be more along soon. Please share the joy of Celtic Underground. Rate us wherever you can find us on your podcast provision, and also subscribe to thecelticunderground.substack.com. As you'll be aware, there are two types of subscription. There's free subscription, where you get a certain amount of content delivered directly to your email address. And then there's a paid-for subscription, where you get even more content delivered directly to your email address as and when it comes out. Anyway, enough of me. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. And this is me, Harry Brady, saying good night and God bless. Good night. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me